Constantly having to prove yourself to your partner is the number one sign that you feel unsafe in your relationship. All romantic relationships are meant to foster safety and security. If that's not happening, a breakup may be the best option.
Girlwise is a safe space to learn and discuss all kinds of topics through anecdotes and evidence-based research. I'm your host, Brenna Nicole, and welcome to Girlwise.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the pod. Today, we're going to talk about breakups and how breakups are hard, especially when you have anxious attachments. There have been one too many times when I knew the relationship was not going anywhere healthy for either one of us, yet the thought of going through a breakup was scary enough to let me stay unhappy. I swear, when you're in it, it can feel like you would rather the world crumble around you than have to go through heartbreak and grieve all the happy endings you thought would come from it. But sometimes breakups are necessary, and fear of being lonely or feeling rejected should never be the only reason you stay in a relationship. So today I'm going to share 5 reasons why you should break up with your boyfriend. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to give a disclaimer to ensure that listeners understand the limitations of the advice given on this podcast. I am not a professional or an expert on the topics being discussed. While I'll do my best to direct you in what I think is the right direction, it's always best to consult a qualified professional when seeking advice on a particular issue. You have agency and should make appropriate decisions based on the context. All references and works cited are listed in the show notes and on girlwisepodcast.com, so you can check out where I'm getting my information from. Thank you, and enjoy the episode. Today's words of girl wisdom are: before you judge other girls, remember that we are all really struggling out here. Being a woman is not an easy feat, and no matter how much you think she's got it figured out, she hasn't. She feels just as scared, unsure, and unsafe as you. First, all reasons you want to end your relationship are valid. Gaslighting yourself out of what you're really feeling will only bring more confusion, so self-validation is key here. At the end of the day, relationships should bring us safety, happiness, satisfaction, and love. If these needs aren't being met, then one solution may be breaking things off. So the first reason is you're thinking about other people in a romantic way. This may seem obvious, but this can happen to the best of us. Sometimes feelings can sneak their way in before we've even had time to process that we're unhappy in a relationship. It could be as simple as fantasizing about that cute guy at the gym, and you start with glances, a few jokes here and there, long conversations, seemingly platonic outings, and then bam, you've emotionally cheated on your partner. Healthline defines emotional cheating as, quote, unintentionally or intentionally developing close, intimate bonds that detract from your attachment to your partner. It's different than a regular friendship because there are underlying feelings of sexual or romantic attraction. It can be hard to let go of your current partner in these states because you may not feel like there's anything glaringly wrong in your relationship. Or maybe you have been feeling like the relationship has run its course, but you don't want to be the one that pulls the trigger, so you let yourself start a new one without the current one ending. Regardless, you would not like to be on the other side of that, so out of respect for both you and your partner, you should end the relationship. Number 2, you're not your best self when you're with them. Some relationships can turn us ugly. I became almost unrecognizable to myself in my relationship in college. I became mean-spirited, petty, unsociable, angry, and emotionally drained. I realized now how healthy relationships can do the complete opposite and support you to thrive and become a better version of yourself. This is not to say that a man will come in and save me, but rather it's another way to build a strong support system to take on life. There are plenty of instances where a person can bring out the worst in you, not because they make you do anything, but because their actions trigger issues that you didn't even know you had. In this case, for both parties' sake, removing yourself from the relationship can be the most beneficial because, at the end of the day, you're hurting both of yourselves equally. Being at war constantly, either with yourself or with them, is not how relationships are meant to function. Number 3, you don't feel respected. Your partner should respect you at all times, no matter the circumstances. If you're alone, they should respect you. If you're getting physically intimate, they should respect you. If you're out in public, they should respect you. If you're not with each other, they should respect you. If you're fighting, they should respect you. Here are a few ways that you could feel disrespected. Maybe they broke your trust seemingly beyond repair. What are they doing to regain it? Are they accepting the change that needs to happen? Are they changing their actions to let you know that they take this breach seriously? Forgiveness is possible, but it takes a lot of time and energy to fix what has been broken, and some people do not have the mental resources to go through with it. Remember, what you permit, you promote, so not working to mend the trust will only result in bigger problems down the line. Another example is that maybe they've said things in the heat of the moment that may not have been productive towards solving the problem, but rather feel like jabs at you or your character to get revenge. This can be a slippery slope to an array of problems, so it's best to nip this in the bud immediately. Again, respect above all else. No excuses. If they have issues with self-control, then they need to figure that out themselves, because you should not be receiving the consequences of their issues. Personally, things like screaming, outbursts of physical anger towards inanimate objects, insults, storming out, or even threatening body language are never okay. That is not something I could forgive from a partner, and I would not stick around to see how much farther it could get. I would exit the relationship immediately. Maybe they refuse to compromise on things that would be beneficial to the both of you. Not all matters can be compromised, but some compromise is necessary in all relationships. Another form of disrespect is the disregarding of boundaries. We've spoken lots of times about boundaries before and why they're of the utmost importance. As I mentioned before, all boundaries are self-boundaries. That's what differentiates them from control. And if they aren't respecting the limits you've been putting down, then it's time to enforce them, and sometimes that means leaving the relationship. The final example of disrespect I'll give is the lack of respect for your autonomy. Whether it be bodily or not, you have the right to say what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and so on. Other people have no right to say or even threaten things to control you. Healthy relationships respect each other's individuality and self-governance because they are whole people, not halves. If you feel like you're constantly having to fight for your right to do the things you want with your life because you're met with resistance from your partner, it's time to move on from them. It's important to remember that people's behavior is not a reflection of your worth. Rather, it's a look into who they are inside. A person not respecting you doesn't mean that you're not worthy of respect, love, or commitment. It just means that they don't want to be a person that respects, loves, or commits. It's a choice that they are making themselves. You cannot make someone do anything they don't want to. The 4th reason, your heart and mind have moved on. Do you feel like you're settling deep down? Is your fear of being alone the only reason why you're in it at all? There is a big misconception that something majorly wrong has to happen for a relationship to end. Again, being chronically unhappy or dissatisfied is reason enough. Even if on the outside it might seem like your partner is great and does everything right, forcing yourself to be with someone you no longer feel a connection with is unfair to both of you. You both deserve to find someone who will be as eager to be with you as you are for them. And number 5, the last reason, is you don't feel safe. This is the one that has no benefit of the doubt attached to it. If you feel like your physical or mental well-being is at risk, please leave the relationship as soon as possible. No exceptions. But there are many other ways we may feel unsafe in a relationship without even realizing it. Maybe your thoughts and ideas constantly get shut down, so now you no longer feel safe to express yourself freely. Maybe your body has been shamed and you no longer feel safe to wear what you want to wear or simply exist in front of that person. Maybe your likes and wants were made fun of and now you no longer feel safe enjoying the things you like when they're around. Attacks that we might think are minute in the moment can add up, making us feel uncomfortable in our relationships. And if you're not aware of what's happening, you may find yourself all of a sudden feeling small and uneasy, and you don't even know why. Constantly having to prove yourself to your partner is the number one sign that you feel unsafe in your relationship. All romantic relationships are meant to foster safety and security. If that's not happening, a breakup may be the best option. Okay, I have to talk about both sides of the argument for this to have any validity because no problem is just one-sided. So these are a few things to consider to not break up with your boyfriend. We've talked in the past about destiny beliefs versus growth beliefs and how research has suggested that people with growth beliefs tend to have stronger relationships than their counterparts. A person with destiny beliefs tends to have short-term relationships that are intense, passionate, and fiery, yet they frequently feel dissatisfied and disillusioned when something unavoidably goes wrong. They are always searching for the quote-unquote perfect individual. They may consider compromise to be giving in instead of a helpful tool, and these people consider moving on and finding their person when anything bad occurs in the relationship. Growth believers, on the other hand, may take more time to commit. They are more driven to compromise, come up with fresh ideas, and find solutions even in the early stages of a relationship. Compromise is often seen by them as progress. When anything goes wrong in the partnership, they decide it's better to stay and sort things out. Of course, there can be a mix of both, but the point here is that being open to work on problems in your relationship is something very important because there are people that can get stuck in a cycle of trying to find their person from their dreams that does not exist. Another big contender for making this decision, as I mentioned in the beginning, is attachment styles. I came across an insane video, you guys. It is absolutely amazing, explaining how people with anxious attachment styles are likely to fear real intimacy because they confuse codependency and emotional addiction with intimacy. They also have tendencies to think that real intimacy is a form of rejection. I didn't even realize this about myself until I watched that video and my mind was completely blown. It will, of course, be linked in the show notes, but this is something quite important to take into account. However, at the end of the day, you have to decide whether or not you want to be in a relationship while working on yourself. As someone with anxious attachment style, I used to think that I could not survive without that one person. Abandonment issues can be so strong sometimes that it doesn't matter how unhealthy the relationship is, letting go seems even worse. But I can attest that you can survive it and you will be better for it. If I could go back and show myself all the things that came from ending it and all the knowledge that followed after unpacking why things went the way they did, I wouldn't have even hesitated once. Discernment between when you should go or when you should stay is one of the hardest things to learn. I think that making the truest choice for yourself is the best thing that you can do, and that's done by letting go of fear and focusing on the life you want to live rather than what would make others happy. Understanding where the problem lies with you and where the problem lies with your partner is done by talking to a professional. So if you find yourself having the same problem over and over again in your relationships, it's probably time to ask for external help. But remember, whatever decision you make is for a reason and you will learn and grow from the situation regardless. Your mind will lead you to what you need, so have faith in that. And with that, it is time for Ask Me Anything, the ending segment of the podcast where you can ask me anything. If you want to send in a question, you can do so by going to girlwisepodcast.com or by sending in an email at girlwisepod@gmail.com. Today's question is, how do I set better boundaries with my family? So this can be a real tough thing depending on a lot of factors. Number one is how familiar your family is with boundaries. With a lot of old-fashioned thinking families, more conservative families that are not used to boundaries, that don't even really understand their purpose or what they mean, it can feel like to them you're attacking them by letting them know that that behavior is not okay with you. I have had family members that are so confused that they are being told no, whether it's because, you know, this is the way it's always been, they're elders, that's the way that they learned how to treat other people, etc., think that it is a complete attack on their character and that I'm the one that's being unreasonable. So that can be really difficult to navigate, and educating people on these topics is something that sometimes can't be done, sometimes can be done, but it is a very tricky situation. The second thing I would want to ask is, what was the situation that sparked the want for stronger boundaries? Maybe it's something kind of simple, like someone made a comment about your physical appearance, your weight, how you're living your life, etc., and you're uncomfortable with that. Or it could be something much more extreme. And depending on that, you have to ask yourself if it's worth the effort to try to even set them. Is the energy that you are going to expel towards sustaining these boundaries worth it? Would it be better to accept that maybe they're never going to change and then decide if they should stay in your life regardless? Or is it just best sometimes to cut people off? Another thing that greatly influences is, what are the dynamics in the family like? How old are you? If you're a minor and you're trying to set boundaries with your parents, which definitely should be a thing, but it's a lot more complex and nuanced than if you're someone of age, it also greatly affects on whether or not you live with these people or you're living outside on your own and you're fully independent, because a lot of the times, enforcing boundaries to people that are not used to them, that can be a sticky situation and it can actually make you unsafe in your living environment. At the end of the day, all of these things considered, remember that it's not your job to do anyone's emotional work for them. So people pleasing and trying to be the peacemaker in exchange for your own well-being is never the answer. And sometimes you really do need to cut people off, because if they're not even willing to try, then they're not even willing to be in your life. At least that's how I see it. Thank you so much for your question. That's going to be the episode today. I really hope that you guys enjoyed it. Please, please, please send in all of your questions to the email or on the website. And I will see you guys next week. Please follow the pod so that you don't miss an episode. And bye!